CWU walkout wins large concessions by a Royal Mail worker. Communication Workers Union, CWU, members across 9 Royal Mail delivery offices who took strike action in defense of 2 representatives, returned to work yesterday, Tuesday, having won large concessions from the business. Royal Mail had suspended the 2 representatives for allegedly claiming unauthorized overtime. See article, Royal Mail walkout over suspension of union reps. In the face of the militant action taken by members, and with mail center workers also refusing to cross the picket lines, Royal Mail lifted the suspensions and an interim agreement was reached whereby the correct disciplinary procedures will be followed. As we stated at the time of the suspensions, Royal Mail bosses tried to take advantage of an opportunity to target senior representatives, and suspended the workers without following nationally agreed procedures. They were caught out though by a preparedness of the members to fight due to the approach taken by management since privatization, ruthlessly searching for profits for wealthy shareholders. CWU Regional Secretary Paul Moffat supported this view, stating, "We see it, the suspensions, as an attack on our 2 senior reps. The members are up for a dust-up at the moment. Royal Mail are attacking everything." The solidarity shown by CWU members is a clear indication to CWUHQ that a national dispute over pensions and employment terms and conditions would be supported. It also acts as an inspiration to other workers that solidarity action can get results. The National Shop Stewards Network, NSSN, conference on the 1st of July will provide workers with an opportunity to coordinate the struggle right across the trade union movement. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 10th of May 2017, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.